watch you out. Score, I think, what was it, a minute? A minute and a quarter, was it? Great start, you can't ask for any more. But our downfall comes because we don't stop crosses coming into the box. I think they must have, we counted 9 crosses in a row coming in the box at one point. Straight after each another, we didn't really defend them. They scored, don't get me wrong, everyone they hit in the first half seemed to get in the back of the net. 2 wonder strikes. And we go in, Moffs had one, he's tried to lob the keeper, but they made it 2 each, maybe gets back in the game. But if anyone played well, we just capitulated a wee bit in the midfield, we got a wee bit ran over. We changed it a wee bit in the second half and kind of tried to go man for man. But again, the game's done because we start pushing forward and the players start cheating and don't track the runners, and then we lose the ball, they go and pick us off again. So,
you made yourself bring yourself on just before the break, was it because of the corner you were so hemmed in?
I just felt we had to go man for man in the middle of the park, but we're 2 white guys wanted to do what we were asking. And one's a 16-year-old kid, one's an experienced boy, and it wasn't working because, as I say, we were only stopping crosses, and we did stop crosses in the second half, but when the main threat came through the middle of the park, because we had to go and try to get a goal and kind of leave ourselves really open. But I say the damage was done in the first half, and I'd say they scored a couple of cracking goals, but we didn't stop crosses. I don't even know if you've seen what the penalty is. It looked a bit soft for me, but saying the overall result, we're not going to complain about it. It's one of the ones we've got a weight hanging our tail between our legs, and we've got a great and easy game to go and play in next week. I hope the boys didn't have that in their mind today going into this game, because that would have been a great game for us to go and win the day, but it was needed to be. Dunfermline are a good side, they'll be up there. The playoff spot's guaranteed this year.
You almost got backed into it in the second half, right at the start, 3 minutes in, great shot to hit the bar.
I said to them, even at 4-1, the game's no done. If you get back to 4-2, it might change their mindset, they might start sitting back a wee bit and let us go and control the game. But I hit the bar there, I think we had another chance to score McLaughlin as well at 4-1, and then the game kind of petered out for us, to be honest. The game was dead then, so the damage is done in the first half. Been in 4-1s, you don't expect that, especially after starting so well.